record numbers of crossings at the southern border. I'm Jessica Stone, Fox News. CBP continues to report high numbers of illegal immigrants crossing that border. Fox's Matt Finn is in Eagle Pass, Texas.
In El Paso, northwest of Eagle Pass, there's 2 miles of new fencing and cargo containers installed. Governor Greg Abbott's office tells Fox News that Texas is going to new lengths to deter migrants amid yet another new record surge of illegal immigration. Texas DPS sources telling Fox News that between October 1st and December 29th, there were 617,000 encounters at the southwestern border. That's more people than the population of Baltimore. 186,000 migrants were expelled under Title 42, but 430,000 illegal immigrants or asylum seekers were released into the country, and there were 240,000 known gotaways that intentionally evaded surrender.
President Biden Thursday signed the $1.7 trillion bill to keep the government open through next September and provide tens of billions of aid to Ukraine. Democrats are calling on New York Republican Congressman-elect George Santos to resign over investigations into false claims he made about his past.
Fox has told GOP leaders will not address the Santos issue because they don't know who will be in charge. There are several investigations, the New York Attorney General, the Nassau County District Attorney on Long Island, and the feds from the Eastern District of New York. Now, among the questions, loans Santos made to his campaign while running for Congress. The Ethics Committee could launch an investigation, and under the Constitution, the House could decide to seat or expel Santos. Now, it takes a two-thirds vote to expel. The House has only expelled 5 members in history, 2 after their convictions.
Fox's Chad Pergram reporting. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
A woman accused of shoving a 3-year-old girl off a Portland light rail platform will be held without bail. 32-year-old Brianna Workman was arraigned Thursday on charges of assault and reckless endangerment of another person. Prosecutors say video surveillance footage shows her pushing her daughter onto the tracks. The girl was rescued by a man nearby. Thousands of Twitter users are reporting error messages. Fox's Christina Coleman explains from Los Angeles.
Thousands of users worldwide had issues. Some people reported they couldn't view their tweets or had been logged out of Twitter or ran into error messages when they scrolled through their timelines. The issues impacted mostly desktop users. This happened just days after the company reportedly shut down one of its data centers in Sacramento. And that's just one of a number of changes since Musk purchased the social media giant for $44 billion in late October. Musk has laid off about half of the staff, including employees who maintain the network's infrastructure. He cited major cost concerns for the layoffs.
Musk says he fixed the problem and that the site should be moving faster now. And the designer of the punk look has died, Fox's Michelle Polino reports.
Vivienne Westwood, the fashion designer behind the punk rock movement in the 70s, has died at the age of 81. A post on her official Twitter page reads, Vivienne Westwood died today peacefully and surrounded by her family in South London. The world needs people like Vivienne to make a change for the better. The post included a pic of Westwood in a frock with a heart on top of script, alongside a quote from the Tao spiritual system. It read, Tao gives you a feeling that you belong to the cosmos and gives you purpose to your life. It gives you such a sense of identity and strength to know you're living the life you can live and therefore ought to be living. Make full use of your character and full use of your life on Earth. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I'm Jessica Stone, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.